This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, fellas, game three tonight, the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns, 8 o'clock in Phoenix. Phoenix is 4.5-point favorites in this game at last check. What are our thoughts? Where are we at? I know that there is a couple media members down in Denver talking to Nikola Jokic yesterday and said, hey, how important is it to steal one of these games here on the road? And his response was, why only steal one? That's his response.
That's the right attitude.
They're looking for a sweep right now. What are your thoughts in what is going to be, obviously, a loud, chaotic Phoenix Stadium here tonight? What are your thoughts on the Nuggets' chances?
I can't wait to see it. I feel good about their chances. I mean, you have to think Phoenix going back home, just historically in NBA playoffs, that they're going to be pumped up, that game three back in there in front of their fans, going to get that juice. And I think the smart betting person would
take
go
Phoenix. Yeah.
You know, all the way tonight.
Yeah, that's why I'm leaning on the Nuggets.
But as Angel pointed out earlier, Chris Paul out.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't have a lot of depth to start with.
Right.
But you can also see Durant going off for 40.
Yeah.
You know, you could see something like that. Him and Booker both, between the two of them, having a 70, you know, point out, you know, outing between them. You could see that happening. But defensively, we haven't given in. What is the spread?
I had it last check. Phoenix was 4.5-point favorites.
4.5.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, it is. If they were talking 7 or something, I'd say no way.
It's moved to Phoenix just -4 now.
I think Denver can do it. I do.
I think
that the Suns are questioning themselves.
Yeah, you know where I've been at on all this. You guys have yelled at me plenty of times.
Yeah, because you've already been wrong.
Yeah, I have been wrong.
Yeah.
And so hopefully this doesn't, I mean, my wrongness doesn't continue. Because I really like the Nuggets to go up 3-0 in this series tonight, which is weird because I did think the Suns were going to win this thing in 6. But the Nuggets have proved it. Now, how big of a drop-off is it going to be going from Denver and Ball Arena that's amped up for you going to Phoenix? I don't know. I really like where this Nuggets team is at right now. I think that they're in a really good spot. I think the key tonight, and this isn't going to be a big shocker, but I think the key tonight is Michael Porter Jr. I think MPJ has to get it going because we know what the roller coaster is going to be with Jamal Murray. You know, he could come out and have 40 tonight. He could come out and have 10 tonight. We know Nikola Jokic is going to get his. Who's going to be that other guy that steps up? I do think it's going to be Michael Porter Jr., and I think MPJ could be that unsung hero of tonight's game. Now, I'm not calling for him to go for 40 or anything like that, but if he can go get 18, you know, if he gets 18, Aaron Gordon 12, you know, Jamal Murray 15, Jokic 25, you know, something like that. I think that bodes for a pretty good game for the Nuggets. Mysterio texting in on the J9 Agency's text line, take the Nuggets getting the points. So he likes the Nuggets plus the 4 there. Angel, what are your thoughts as this series now shifts down into Phoenix?
I keep saying it for these playoff series. I'm interested in the adjustments that both teams make. I think, you know, Phoenix is very interesting. Do they keep trying to limit Jamal Murray? Because I think they did a good job of that in game two. Obviously, Murray still got his points when he needed them.
Were they limiting Jamal Murray or were they limiting Nikola Jokic's passing?
Maybe a little bit of both. It's interesting, you know, how they attack Jokic. If they send a double team, they know the risk of doing that. They know the risk of him going one-on-one.
Right.
So it's just how you manage that. And the way the Nuggets play offense, it really, I think you've seen it with this team, they've really tired out the Suns.
Yeah.
Just having them have to play defense 100% of the, like, when they're on defense, they're playing with all of their effort. And so you can kind of see that energy not get balanced out to the offensive side for Phoenix. And then you add in Denver's defense, which has been, you know, top 5 in the playoffs so far, so
right.
You know, credit to them. I could see Phoenix getting out early, getting out hot. You know,
you got to weather that first storm.
Yeah,
I completely agree.
Similar
with
to how they did with Minnesota in Game 3. You know, back in their crowd, you're going to have to deal with that crowd early on. But I think if Jamal Murray could hit, you know, two or three of his first couple of shots.
Get him
I
rolling.
Think that would get him rolling very effectively. And you just now you challenge Phoenix because, hey, you guys shut down Jamal, but he's not going 0 for 9 again.
Right. No, I like that. I like that game plan. I can't overstate how important this would be if they can make this a 4 or 5 game series. If the Nuggets can make this a 4 or 5 game series, I think that is going to be an absolute dogfight on the other side of the bracket with the Golden State Warriors and Los Angeles Lakers. I think that's a dogfight. You get this series done early, you get your legs back, you get rested up, you make it a short series, Brian. The Nuggets have to be a front runner to win the NBA title. And right now, they've got the second.
That's just no surprise to us who have
I know. But they've got the second best odds right now in the NBA, only behind the Boston Celtics, to win the NBA title. So,
who are knotted at a game apiece.
Right. Right. That's right. And the Nuggets are up 2-0. So, I mean, the national disrespect from the media is still going to be there. And you guys can say, oh, you were part of that. No, I wasn't. I just said that I'm worried about this team. The Suns and Six thing is just about damn near gone. I don't think there's any chance. But, you know, is there what could happen tonight that would raise your level of concern for the Nuggets to finish this series, to win this series? If they come out and the Suns beat them by 30, does that waver? Does it shake your confidence at all?
Not for me, no.
Really?
Yeah. For me, no. Then you could explain it as going back, you know, on the home court, doing what you see happen, you know, a lot in the NBA. So, no, there is no scenario where I see tonight's game, regardless of the outcome, and change the way I feel about the end of it.
How about you, Angel? Is there anything that can happen tonight that shakes your confidence?
I mean, obviously a 30-point loss would be, you know, mind-boggling.
Yeah.
I don't see this team having a mental step back. I just, you know, I think they're so locked in and so focused on what they want to do. I think Jokic not, you know, now that the MVP is decided, that is, you know, whether or not he cared about it, there was pressure on him to succeed. I think that pressure's off of him now. You can just go out and get back to playing your ball.
You think there's part of him that's pissed off?
Maybe a little bit.
You think there's part of him that's pissed off he didn't win the MVP, or do you think he really doesn't care?
I really don't think he cares.
Really?
I just don't. I think more than anything, he's just going to be glad it's done, and that's a line of questioning he doesn't have to face.
Yeah, it very well could be, but
because I think he's one of those guys who gets uncomfortable talking about those situations.
Right.
You know what I think the big difference is in this series, what I'm seeing, we talk about the bench.
Right.
It's not so much the amount of points that our bench is scoring, but our bench is scoring emotional points.
Right. That energy level.
The energy where, you know, Uncle Jeff comes in and he makes a jam that may be only 2 points, but it feels like it just elevated you by 8.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's the clutch performing and those things. We've had very loud baskets by our bench.
That term, loud baskets by the bench. And it's true. I mean, we were talking yesterday a little bit. Christian Brown's the only rookie who's getting any minutes in the NBA playoffs. He's the only, across the league, he's the only player, only rookie getting any minutes. It's huge. That lift is huge. And if they can continue like this, this team could be there. But the Nuggets, Suns tonight, 8 o'clock. Also going today in the sports world, our Colorado Rockies,
who have won four in a row.
The bus is in full effect. Angel, let me hear that horn. I got to hear it. 4 in a row for the Colorado Rockies. They're on the road in New York, taking on the Mets.
Yeah.
The Mets just got done getting swept by the Detroit Tigers. And the Tigers are horrible. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. But this Rockies team, maybe starting to figure some stuff out. We'll talk with Jerry Schimmel coming up in just a few about that. When we come back on the other side, though, we're talking meat, and we're going to give you a chance to win $50 worth of free meat thanks to the Merc of Highway 66 and I-25. We're going to be getting a caller who's going to be able to spin the wheel and win $50 worth, Brian.
And I'll tell you this much, the wheel has a worldly feel to it today.
Is that right?
Yes. Each meat is a destination.
No, we don't have tickets to those destinations to go along with it.
We
right?
do not.
Okay,
but
I just want to be clear about that.
Your taste buds will be taken to different parts of the world.
I like that so all much. Right. All right, so when we come back, not right now, but when we come back, the number to call is 970-353-1310. 8:16 the time. It's Good Morning NoCo on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. That is the one thing going on yesterday. Brady and Hovla, both metalheads, man. I was so outnumbered, I didn't like it. I needed you here.
Oh,
Brad.
Really? Yeah. How did Brady feel about doing a morning show?
He was kind of digging it. Dude, first break, he comes in, and all of a sudden, he's playing the air guitar going, and he was ready for it. Now, I don't know if he'd like to do it consistently, but he's always been a little bit of a morning person. But
so am I out of a gig?
No, you're not.
Back to
no, because I couldn't play any country music. We couldn't do any country music because Brady's like, country music, blah, 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 blah. But the Metallica conversations that were going on yesterday, way over my head, buddy. Way over my head. I needed you here. I needed you here big time because I'm like, oh. I identified one song. Was it Master of Puppets? I'm like, is that the song off Stranger Things? And I thought Hovla was going to murder me yesterday.
Yeah, using that description for the song to her would be, yeah, I can understand. I'm surprised you are here.
Probably not great. Yeah. No, it was crazy, but I'm glad you're back, man. It feels good. We've been kind of a crapshoot the last couple
it's
of
been
weeks.
A crap show, yeah.
Yeah, it has. But I think we're both on the mend.
Yeah, I definitely found some old medicine that's working in my eyeball.
I love it. It's looking a lot better.
Great. Yeah, it's feeling much better.
I am really happy I've got at least some sort of semblance of my voice back.
There's hope.
There's hope
there
for us.
There is hope.
There is hope.
Yes, there is.
I love
is.
That. And there's hope for you that you could be the caller right now to win $50 worth of free meat. Brian, what number are we doing today? What number are we going with?
Well, it is Wheel of Meat time from the Merkin Mead. As Tanner said, this is where we have $50 worth of meat. If you are whatever caller I ask for right now at 970-353-1310, you will spin the wheel and you are guaranteed $50 worth of meat. Now, let's see. The Rockies have won four in a row.
Right.
But
scored,
we want them
nine yesterday.
Nine yesterday. All right, four in a row. They scored nine. Nine was a great number then. Let's see if it's a great number
Let's
today.
Let's do it. Caller
right,
number nine.
Caller number nine at 970-353-1310. Caller number nine, you are going to spin the wheel of meat from the Merkin Mead right here.
Well, and just Wednesday we were talking about the price of meat, man, and how much it's going up. Right now is a chance to win free meat. 970-353-1310. Phone line's going right now. Angel's working its butt off back there.
Keep
Be caller
coming.
Number 970-353-1310. We'll play the Wheel of Meat when we come back.
Spin my head right round when you go down, when you go down now. You spin my head right round when you go down, when you go down.
Oh, it's time to go here. I love this on a Friday.
That's why we do it.
That's
Fridays
why we
are fun
it.
Day, and it's meat day, and it is Wheel of Meat Day.
Yes.
All right.
We got Jared from Greeley up on the line. Jared, how are you, my friend?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning, Jared. Are you ready to play? I'm sure you could use some meat today, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for Cinco de Drinko. Let's go.
What are you doing today? I mean, you haven't started yet, have you, my man?
Oh, no. 4:30 when I get off work, it's time.
What do you do for work, buddy?
I work Weld County.
All right, man. All right, Jared. Well, let's do this, man.
Let's do it. It's time to play
Wheel of Meat. Let's give away some meat, shall we, Brian?
You get $50 worth of meat.
Is that supposed to be my voice?
Maybe.
Can't go wrong with no matter where
it
lands. I had never thought of it that way either.
We got a great looking wheel today, too, Brian.
It really is. I mean, it always is fantastic. All the meats are incredible. Oh, they certainly are. All right, Jared. Here is what is on the Wheel of Meat today. It's a worldly adventure. All right, the six cuts that we have on the board. We can take you south of the border for some delicious fajita meat. We can take you to St. Louis for St. Louis-style pork ribs. We can take you to New York for a New York strip.
Mm.
We can take you to Poland for some Polish sausage. We can take you to London for some London broil. I'm sure any of that sounds decent, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you want to end up?
I'm thinking New York.
All right.
You thinking New York? All right.
I'm thinking New York.
Let's see what happens, Jared. When you're ready, tell Tanner to spin that wheel.
spin that wheel.
Here we go. Come on. Come on.
Let's go.
Let's get Jared some meat for that party tonight.
This is a can't-lose scenario right here.
No, where is he going?
I got a little excited on that one. I apologize.
To Poland?
No.
St. Louis.
St.
Louis style ribs. Now that works, doesn't it?
It's fun to get. What are we doing here?
Hey, Jared, congratulations. You just got $50 worth of St. Louis style pork ribs. That'll go great with your Cinco de Drinco celebration that you talked about.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. Jared, thank you so much for making us a part of your morning. And have a great day. Enjoy the weekend and enjoy those ribs, man.
Yeah, thank you. You guys love the show, man. Have a good weekend.
You too, Jared. All right, hang on. Angel, we'll get all the details from you. Great stuff. Again, Miguel, Lori, the whole crew out at the Merck and Mead, thank you for giving us the opportunity to play a game that we look forward to every damn week here on Good Morning NoCo, the Wheel of Meat. And congratulations, Jared. You're obviously going to be a happy man. He already picked me up. I'm ready to party.
I want to go with him. Wherever he's going at 4:30. I've already messaged my buddy Tarson, who works at Weld County. I'm like, do you know what Jared over there? Because he sounds like a blast. All right, so we're going to figure this out. And he's got some ribs to cook, man. So looking forward to that. And I would rather go to St. Louis than New York myself. So I thought the ribs sounded phenomenal. He got the big winner there. All right, coming back on the other side, Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop joins us. Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies. But first, let's get to the bottom of the hour news and Weather Center. Well, speaking of being in New York, that's where Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop is right now. Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies, joining us now. Jerry, how is New York, my friend?
Hey, fellas. New York is great. I have not ventured out of my hotel room yet. We got here very late last night, but the building next to me that I can see out my window is just absolutely beautiful.
I love it. You didn't get a skyline view, Jerry? What the hell?
No, I got a view of concrete and plaster. It's beautiful.
That's nice, and I think he's sharing a room with Jack.
Yep.
Is that what's going on there, Jerry?
In the shower right now. So talking about it. He's not around.
I love it. Jerry, well, we couldn't have picked a better time to be talking to you because the Rockies... well, not just because Jack's in the shower, but because the Rockies are on a four-game winning streak. Look out now. Here come the Rockies.
I know. How about that? I don't think anybody kind of saw this one coming. But, you know, they've been playing a little bit better before the winning streak and had, some bad luck early on. But, you know, they finally put it together. They had good defense in those four games. They pitched very well. They had timely hitting, which they had not been getting. The veterans had come through. The younger players, bottom of the order, came through yesterday. Big come-from-behind win. So a lot of things, Tanner, that weren't happening in the first month of the season happened this last week.
No, I was at the game yesterday.
You were?
Yeah, I was with a bunch of those STEM students, these STEM school students for the celebration there. I was down there with my grandson. He asked me to come along and rode down there with a bunch of those kids. And just a great atmosphere in the upper levels yesterday as we're sitting there watching Milwaukee hit home run after home run after home run. And we're all feeling pretty hopeless. I mean, it did. It felt that way. And I'll tell you what moment made me think, you know, maybe it was, I think there were two outs and Chris Bryant just kept at it and got a hit. And I can't remember if he ended up with a double. Yeah, with the double. And I thought, you know, that's what it takes is just to show you've got fight in you and get some runners on base. And it seemed like they kind of lit up a bit after that. The bats started to come alive. And I tell you, the bunt was fantastic.
Yeah.
Coming into play, I think you guys had talked to before, would like to see more of that. What an effective tool that was yesterday.
Yeah, Alan Trejo, and I agree with you. I think that was a key moment in the game. They were down four runs, had a runner at first, and Noah's expecting that bunt. He put a perfect bunt down the third base side, and that got the rally going. And a lot of times, you guys know this, little things in baseball get you going in a game, and that started that comeback for the Rockies, and then it just sort of opened up after that. They score four runs there, five more in the next inning, and they're on their way. And by the way, Brian, that STEM day is incredible, isn't it? How about 10,000 kids before the game in the stands watching all that stuff happen? I love STEM Day, and I'm glad you were there.
Hey, I do, too, and it's really neat the way they do it. I think the Rockies, and hats off to them, they do a phenomenal job with this, and I believe it's one of the nation's largest, if not the largest, STEM school celebration. And Steve Spangler out there beforehand doing these things, releasing this weather balloon and figuring out where it's going to go, the drone racing, you know, all the different things that were there, including making Dinger make his own snow cone. You know, all that was really fun for those kids. But I'm telling you, sitting in those upper sections with 10,000 young kids, they can scream louder than any group of adults I've ever heard.
it was fun because during the game, we could hear them as well, especially early on. Every time the Rockies made contact, even a pop-up in the infield, they start cheering until they figured out that ball's going to be caught. But you know, the whole – but we're getting away from baseball, but the whole STEM Day thing, Brian and Tanner, started with the Rockies, and then it has spread to other teams. And it's the same way – and by the way, the Rockies have the biggest turnout. They had 10,000 kids there. What other team's going to have 10,000 kids show up in an afternoon? Not now anyway. And then Faith Day, the Rockies started, and that has ballooned out with other organizations as well. And the Rockies still have the best turnout for Faith Day. So they're kind of cutting edge in a few ways. I know they're not cutting edge on the field all the time, but in terms of days like that, Faith Day and STEM Day, they really do a nice job.
And I think that really shows why that this team, even though they haven't been overly successful in the 30 years, have entrenched themselves in the hearts of fans, because honestly, it is things like that are endearing and make you love the team.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think they do a lot of little things to try to make up for the lack of success on the field. Coors Field, as you know, Brian, you were there yesterday, looks as good as it did 28 years ago. It looks even probably better. The rooftop for young people is a very popular thing. You know, Faith Day and STEM Day. And if you go through that building, and even on the concourse, you hit security people or vendor, everybody's so friendly.
Yes.
All the security people in the back where we work are incredibly friendly. They don't work there unless they're that way. So there is a really nice personal touch at Coors Field. I know people don't want to hear that. They want the team to succeed on the field, but there are a lot of other things, good things happening with that team.
Well, you love when both can be true, and that is with this you know, with this Milwaukee series, the first sweep of any team since I believe June of last year.
And a good team in the Milwaukee Brewers
right.
They took care of.
Yeah, they were 18-13 now. They were 18-10 coming into this thing. Let's talk for a moment about Elias Diaz, shall we? Zero for zero yesterday with two RBIs. I love that stat line so much. And Jerry, to quote Buddy Black, that's baseball.
That's baseball, that's for sure. Yeah, the guy's just swinging the bat with such great confidence. And not only that, but he's throwing runners out. I think he has the second or third highest thrown out percentage of base stealers in baseball right now. Not a large amount, but he's throwing guys out when they do attempt to steal. But with the bat, he's just been so good and came up with two sacrifice flies. The first one was in such a crucial time, pinch hitting for Brian Serban. I think had gone 0 for his last 18 or something.
Yeah.
So really nice move by Bud Black. It just put the ball in the air, and you've got to run. And we needed that run so badly at that point. So, yeah, Diaz has been – he's been the Rockies' best hitter early on. And after a season last year where he really struggled, especially in the first half of the season, that's really good to see.
Well, he's not chasing sliders as much. And that was the big thing with Diaz, is that he was chasing those sliders. Because he can hit any fastball thrown to him. But, you know, those sliders would come at him. He'd be chasing out of the zone. We're talking with Jerry Schimmel, thanks to Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance. And this team – now, I'm not putting the cart ahead of the horse, because I mean, I know that I've got a little bit of a bias for the Rockies. I've always loved this team, but it seems like they've you've got their specialty guys now. You've got the power with Chris Bryant and CJ Krohn. You've got the speed with Brenton Doyle and Ezekiel Tovar. And then you've got the guys that'll hit for base hits with Blackman and Diaz. It seems like, at least offensively, the making is there. And the defense, a couple incredible plays. What was that? The Tuesday night from Ezekiel Tovar at short? I mean, this team, what we saw in these last four games, I think is the best baseball the Rockies can play.
I'm with you, Tanner. And it just tells you all the ingredients are there, and they just haven't put it together. You know, the defense hasn't been great up until this series, been very inconsistent. The bats up and down the lineup, like I said, timely hitting has not been there. Chris Bryant's been steady, but he has not come through with runners in scoring position like he probably has in his career. So, yeah, the ingredients are there, and it's kind of the lineup that we anticipated at the beginning of the season. Now it's healthy, and Grichuk helps a little bit, I think. He made a couple great plays defensively two games ago. So starting to come around, getting healthier, and we know this. It always starts with starting pitching. And you have to give Connor Siebold a little credit. He gave up those two home runs, like Brian said, in the first inning. And I'll be honest, I was like Brian's like, boy, here we go. This is not our day. This is not good. And he kept the team in the game. Gave up one more run after that, and the bullpen was terrific until the ninth. But when they didn't, with all the offense in those last couple innings, they didn't need a great performance at the end of the game in the back of the bullpen. So the pitching just good enough, especially the starting pitching the last handful of games.
Well, and one more guy that I think would be remiss if we didn't mention is Mike Moustakas. He's been playing really, really well offensively, and then I didn't know Mike still had that in his legs to make that diving play over at third base and get up and throw a runner out.
You know what happened? He lost about 25 pounds in the offseason.
Is that right?
He's a big boy. You know, he came up when he was drafted. He was a shortstop. In fact, I was doing minor league baseball when he was drafted, and I saw him in the minors as a shortstop, but he just kept getting bigger. He's an 18-year-old kid. He's going to fill out. So started playing third and then first, and he just got a little heavy over the years, and he made a commitment after he got let go last season by Cincinnati that he had some gas left in the tank. He's going to lose weight, get into shape, and he's done that. And the results, well, you're seeing he's able to move pretty well now.
Well, I thought I heard CJ Krohn's hamstring pluck like a piano string the way he had to stretch out to get that. That was an amazing play over at first base as well. Just a fun day at the ballpark. It's so much fun. It's always fun, but when you win, to leave that stadium and hear the fans, how excited they were to have seen a Rockies win, and the amount of people who were commenting on the sweep. It meant a lot to people, because when you read through what you can and can't bring into the stadium, brooms. You know, and I'm thinking, how often have we needed those?
Unfortunately, it's true, but it's those fun numbers in baseball. The Rockies. That's not a real fun number, but they haven't done that since June of last year. Harold Castro, who is not a household name, he's batting north of 300 with runners in scoring position, which is just insane. And those are those little things that those are the analytics side of things that you start to pay attention to, Jerry, and say, okay. Yeah. If this is going to continue, then you've got the guys, and Buddy can press all the right buttons.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you've got the pieces there, and what you do is you put them in there, and you hope that they work a majority of the time. They're going to probably platoon Harold Castro and Alan Trejo at second base now. One hits left, the other hits right. Alan had a big three-run double two games ago, had that big bunt last night. Castro comes in as a pinch hitter, hits left-handed, hits one to left, and knocks in two. So all the things are happening the right way. But and all along, those ingredients have been there. They just haven't meshed together. They haven't been in the recipe and cooking the same way. So hopefully that series, not going to sweep every series, we know that, but hopefully that series kind of gets them going, the confidence, and we know it starts with starting pitching, and hopefully that is the case moving forward as well. And Brian, you were saying something that just hit me, that it's always fun. It's more fun when your team is winning. And that's what I tell people as a broadcaster all the time. People say, how in the world can you call games for a terrible? It's like, man, I'm having a great time. It's even a better time when the team is winning. And they've won four in a row. And the other thing is, this might sound kind of weird to you guys, but I try to, before the pregame show comes on, so maybe 45 minutes, 50 minutes before the first pitch, I try to get on the concourse and just walk around. And every time I do, people are just happy. They're having fun. People are happy being in a baseball game. And that's the way it should be. And it just, I love to walk around and get that feel. I do that in spring training probably more than regular season because our pregame show is so much shorter. But I just love to walk the concourse and just look at people. Everybody's having fun. They're getting the beer. Their kids are with them. They're finding their seats. They're looking at their roster. They're looking at the scoreboard. They're seeing Dinger. All this stuff is happening. And it's fun. It's just a fun environment. And I get a kick out of watching all that.
We're talking with Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies, thanks to Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance. Quickly, Jerry, Cinzy gets the start today. He got roughed up in Triple-A in his last outing. What are our expectations for Senzatella going up against a potent New York Mets lineup, although the Mets did just get swept by the Tigers?
Yeah, those rehab starts and those rehab assignments are something you really can't put a whole lot of focus on because you're just kind of getting ready. I mean, look at Randall Grichuk. He's hitting, 10 out of 20 or something for the Rockies right now. He was 3-for-33 in his time with Albuquerque. I mean, he could even buy a base hit, and he comes up and starts slugging. So I don't think you put a lot of stock in minor league rehab appearances and stats. So Senzatella will have a pitch limit. I'm guessing it's probably around 70. We'll find out before the game. And there's going to be some rust there. There's going to be some nerves. So I wouldn't expect him to set the world on fire. But what we hope he can do, Tanner, is do like Connor Siebel did yesterday. Just keep the team in the game and just try to be solid and not let the thing get away early in the contest.
Yeah, Kodai Senga going for the Mets tonight, 3-1, 4.15 ERA. If you can extend this thing, you're not going to sweep every series, but you can keep some of the success rolling on the road. Could mean good things in store for the Rockies. Jerry, also the host of Amazing Americans. Jerry, who do you have on your program this week?
Well, we're getting away from a real inspiring guest and just a really interesting story. Denny Matthews has been the radio voice of the Kansas City Royals for 55 years. This is 55th season.
Wow.
And just that longevity to me is really impressive. And so he's 80 years old now, starting when he was 25 as the voice of the Royals. So he's got great stories, a couple of World Series titles. So he was a great athlete. He was a two-sport athlete in college. He played baseball and football in college. And this incredible 55-year career in broadcasting. So Denny Matthews, the voice of the Royals, is my guest.
Very cool.
It's going to be awesome. Check it out, Amazing Americans. Big thanks to Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance, too. If you're here in Northern Colorado looking for an insurance agent, you ever had that thought hit your mind, like, what does my insurance agent do for me? Go and talk to Mark, because Mark will let you know exactly what he can do for you. Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance. Shimmy, enjoy New York. Let's hope these the Rocks that we saw here at home continue with what they're doing.
Let's do it. We're counting on it.
All right, Jerry.
You guys, good to talk to you guys. Have a great weekend. Love you, fellas.
Love you, buddy. Take care, Jerry.
Right back at you. There's Jerry Schimmel, the one and only Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop right there as well. 8:53 the time. Let's get to the latest in the nerd world. Here's Micah Kilpatrick. Out in the country, past the city limit sign. 8:57 the time. It's Good Morning NoCo. I am Tanner Schwimp, Brian Gary, my co-host. Little Brooks and Dunn there.
Yeah, I've got my own version of this song I'll have to sing to you sometime in a break.
Bet you do.
Yep.
Better or worse than The Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Equal.
Equal?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It's on the same
plane. Love The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Sometime I'm going to release an album of song parodies.
That will never be played on any FCC licensed networks.
Correct.
Yes.
But will be a big hit in the bar. I promise you I can get the crowd going with these.
That doesn't surprise me one bit at all.
No, but I will offend everybody in the room with the lyrics. So,
yes,
yeah.
That is going to happen.
Yeah.
What else is going to happen here in hour number four is Cody Wilson from Denver Front Range Weather, who has such a great memory. We even knew he was showing up at 9:05 today instead of 9:35.
He's a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, he had to text me and say 9:05, not 9:35, so I was being a little sarcastic there for him. 9:35, Bruce Dick is going to join us, host of Coach Speak, talk a little bit of baseball with Coach. And, of course, he had a great interview yesterday with his wife, Terry. It
really?
Was their something anniversary. I don't want to misspeak and say it was a long time. 48th anniversary? Would that check out with Bruce's?
Sure.
I think so. I think it was their 48th anniversary. And he said, well, now I've got 48 years on you, Tanner. You need to start catching up. And so it was a great, great interview yesterday. I love that he had that on. It was a surprise guest. I don't think she knew she was jumping on the radio either. So we'll talk a little bit about that with Bruce. And
that's
then, of course,
cool. They got me by about a decade right now.
Is that
so
right?
Between the two of us, we've got over 80 years of marriage.
That is insane. That is insane. Also justifies all the old jokes that you both get from me.
Uh-huh.
All right, hour number four coming up. Cody Wilson, Denver Far Range Weather Meteorologist, going to break down what we saw yesterday in the weather and what we've got coming up this weekend. Still should be an active weather cycle. It's Good Morning NOCO, presented by Air Solutions on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.